News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And really pleased to have in-house with us this morning as we get ready for a big event for the Children's Home Society. I have Adam Morris, who is here. Good morning, Adam. Welcome.
Good morning, Meg.
And also Jennifer Bone, is that correct?
Yes.
And she is the chairman of the board for Children's, or on the board for the chair of the event and on the board for Children's Home Society. Woo! I have another cup of coffee. Anyway, so welcome to you both. Super excited about this event. So maybe we can start first, before we get to the event, tell us a little bit about what the Children's Home Society does in our community, because that is an organization very close to my heart. I have done some things with them in the past. And so for maybe somebody, even though you've lived in Pensacola, you've heard of it, but you don't really know what they do.
Absolutely. Well, we like to call Children's Home Society Florida's best kept secret, because CHS is actually the oldest and longest serving nonprofit in the entire state of Florida.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
We have served
Florida for over 122 years.
Wow.
Started in 1902 out in Jacksonville with the first satellite office actually here in Pensacola in 1920.
No kidding. So CHS, I did not know that.
Yes, ma'am. CHS has been in Pensacola for over 100 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
So we started off in adoption and foster work, again, 122 years ago. But today we are very much preventative work for preventing abuse, neglect. We provide in-school support services. We have mental health counseling through our Ask Your Offer Counseling program. Community partnerships. We have 14 different programs that we have just from Pensacola to Panama City Beach that we oversee here.
So your area is not just here.
No, ma'am.
So how widespread is it?
So CHS is Pensacola to Miami. So we're in across the whole state, but what we oversee here is from Pensacola to Panama City area.
Wow, that's a big area.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of children.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this event is one of my personal favorites because it's at a beautiful place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Jennifer, tell us a little bit about the upcoming Soundside Splendor.
Yes, it's weekend. May 4th at 4:30 to 8. It's right behind Portofino in the main pool area facing the Soundside. I get to watch sunset, and mm-hmm. we get up there. We have live auction items, silent auction, food from local chefs, paired with distinct wines that go well with everything. And it's just a beautiful scenery, and the community coming together and raise money for such a wonderful cause. It's impressive, and this is our 20th year.
I can't believe that. Yeah, I worked
out there
years ago out at Portofino.
And,
but it is beautiful. It's an event that is elegant. I mean, every year they kind of go all out with the decorations.
It just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's
a lot of fun.
And everybody dresses up and kind of, it's not black tie, but it's like
beachy casual.
It's more chic than casual, I think.
Thank you. That's
not
a good way to put it. Coastal chic.
Yeah, I don't think it's suits with cover-ups. Okay?
Oh, absolutely not.
And the cover-ups are like,
you can if you want. Good luck.
Sure. Yeah, no. It's gorgeous, though.
It's beautiful.
And the setting's beautiful. But it's such a great cause.
That's the thing.
I mean, that's what y'all do. I've been involved in some of the Christmas drives that have happened with CHS and also have worked with some of the foster programs in our area. So, talk about a little bit about some of the ways you support those programs and what y'all do.
So I would say we kind of, like I said, we do a lot of different things for children and families. We're cradle to career.
Mm-hmm.
So we have it in four different business lines is what we call it internally. We start with our early childhood development.
Yeah.
That's our Healthy Families and Healthy Start programs. And those are abuse prevention programs. Those are home visiting programs to help families with young children. How do I practice safe sleep? How do I keep the house safe? How do I... what are emotional connections I can make with my children at a young age?
Mm-hmm.
Where we keep 99% of our participants out of abuse neglect situations.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sadly, there's a lot of us that were blessed when we were raised in households that were everything
Absolutely.
Was great and
Absolutely.
We had all we needed. But there's also a lot of folks out there that were not. And
Absolutely.
So even though their hearts are in the right place, they may not know the how.
Yeah.
They never were taught.
And
you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. And that's I really enjoy learning more and more every year of what all they do and seeing the people on the ground working and the people it's helping. It's ending generational things like that.
Poverty
absolutely.
For one.
Absolutely.
Lack of education.
That's what we like to tell people is we're an organization that's fundamentally dedicated to disrupting generational cycles of poverty and child
absolutely.
Maltreatment.
I love that.
You
aren't
the zip
exactly
code
right.
you were born in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You have, everybody has potential.
Absolutely. So you have the early development. Talk
yes.
a little bit about some of the other things that
we
do throughout. Because you started with the cradle.
Yeah,
so
we started with the cradle.
More.
Then we go into family well-being, and that's primarily through our in-home support and wraparound services. These are families who just need a little bit of support they might have an active case happening right now. And we're trying to help keep these families happy, whole, and together. Mm-hmm. And so we provide those services, just whatever they might need to keep that, to fix whatever situation it might be. And we're here to help provide that support to them. And we're able to give them the support and then move on to the next family. But we're not just leaving them behind. We're giving them the tools they need.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about specific like neglect cases or
yes,
abuse
ma'am.
Cases.
Correct.
You're actually coming in behind the scenes now and helping those families
get out of that situation,
even as they're in process.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We also have our mental health and behavioral health program. Again, that's through our ASTI Optimal Counseling Program. Mm-hmm. So we provide functional family therapy for families, which is short-term intensive form of therapy using the whole family. Again,
wow.
This is if there's an issue at home where mom and dad are kind of at their wits' end with their child, and they're like, we're going to kick this child out of our home.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, hey, there's something deeper here. How can we come in and help support this family, again, to keep them happy, healthy, and together?
Right.
And then we have Community Solutions, which hits a whole lot of areas. That's our Social Service Navigator program, which provides social work type services within Escambia County Public Schools.
Mm-hmm. How does that work?
So that's a partnership with the school district, actually funded by Escambia Children's Trust and all of the Escambia County taxpayers. So
mm-hmm.
we're very appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
So what we noticed, and this kind of goes, I'll go into our community partnership school model in a second. But what we've noticed is there's a lot of needs in schools. It doesn't matter if you're at the best school or the worst school. There's always going to be children and families who have
mm-hmm.
needs.
Mm-hmm.
However, teachers are prepared and they're professionals at education. They are there to help teach math, science,
sure.
social studies. They're not social workers, but neither is the administration.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to lead the school again.
Right.
Their purpose is, I'm here to educate these children and still provide that care for them,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have the social work background that's needed. So we put these navigators into schools. So if we have a student who says, I don't have any food at home, we haven't had clean clothes in 3 weeks, the washing mm-hmm. machine's broken, instead of a teacher who, unfortunately, we know that teachers don't have all this money just throw around anymore.
Right.
But it used to be where Mrs. Johnson would go and buy shoes for that child.
Mm-hmm.
Now Mrs. Johnson can say, Navigator, we have this need. And they put these referrals in. Our navigators go out and source these through donations, through private funds, whatever it might be, to provide for these needs.
That's great. That's because you obviously they're going to see children mm-hmm. in need, but then what can you do about it?
Exactly.
So
and so
this
we're
is
help-
an arm to help do something about it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
To help, again, alleviate that weight from our teachers and our administration so they can focus on the education, which
mm-hmm.
is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of goes into, that's a very small scale. Our community partnership school model is actually where the Navigator program was born out of.
Uh-huh.
Community partnership schools started a partnership with CHS, University of Central Florida, 10 years ago, where what we would see in schools is organizations would come in, they got this really big grant, they'd come in, do this really great program for 2 years, grant money's gone, I'm out of there.
Right.
And the school's like, what are we supposed to do next?
Mm-hmm.
So what we established is a model where we have a 25-year commitment to schools in need with four core partners, which is a lead nonprofit agency, which CHS is the lead nonprofit in 37 out of 50 schools in the state of Florida. The
no
school district.
Kidding.
Yes,
that's amazing. I did not realize. I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking very local, but you're telling me that there's much more broad-based than that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
So it's CHS or another lead nonprofit. Again, in this area, it's CHS is the lead nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
We have the school district coming in. They provide office space and resources to our staff in there. A healthcare partner, which locally is Community Health Northwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then a secondary education institution, which locally is the University of West Florida, which I'm a proud alum. Go Argos.
Okay.
And so we come in with that 25-year commitment to provide additional services and programs and support to these schools. And not just to the students and the teachers, but to the community. We are a hub of support for these communities.
Absolutely.
One of my shining stars, and if Lisa's listening to this, Lisa, I'm talking about the CA Weiss, don't you worry. Lisa Smith Coleman is our director at the CA Weiss, but that was the first ever elementary school community partnership school and the second school in the whole state of Florida, actually.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So if you don't know where CA Weiss is,
fantastic.
I'm just off of Pace Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
about two blocks shy of the Escambia County Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very impoverished area, and we're able to go in there with phenomenal resources. We've helped that school go from a failing school to near about B school.
Wow.
40% school choice, and helping provide more programs, which we can talk about in a little bit as well.
That sounds great. We're going to take a little break here. I'm so pleased to have in the house Jennifer Bone and Adam Morris, both with Children's Home Society, telling us about the amazing programs and their upcoming big event that's going to be out at Portofino that you can participate in, Soundside Splendor. If you have any questions about the Children's Home Society, their services, text them in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk with Meg and Pensacola's news radio station, informative, local, and dependable. Talking with our friends with Children's Home Society this morning, Adam Morris and Jennifer Bone. We're excited because they got a big event coming up, the Soundside Splendor. And so talk a little bit about that again, the when and the where, in case somebody just joined us.
It's at Portofino Island Resort, May 4th at 4:30 to 8. Mm-hmm. Back there on the pool deck. Mm-hmm. Beautiful scenery if you want to buy a ticket.
How do you do that?
That's going to be at chsfl.org/soundside.
Okay.
You can buy a ticket to the event, or if you can't join us, we also have a chance drawing that's open to the public.
Ooh.
There are $100 tickets for that, and it's your choice of a brand new custom Club Tempo golf cart from our friends at Cool Cards, mm-hmm. or a brand new Breitling watch of your choice, up to $9,500 value,
wow.
from our friends at Beret Jewelers.
Oh, how nice.
And
okay.
you do not have to be present to win.
To win those. Okay, yeah. so you can still get the ticket. And then, but the, what? How much are the tickets for the event?
That's $175 to attend the event. And that's, we have 9 of the top chefs in Pensacola providing amazing food. We have great wine pairings with that, silent auction, gorgeous decor. It's It's an event unlike any other in Pensacola.
I agree.
It sounds wonderful. Okay, so if my schedule doesn't allow me to go to the event and I wanted to support Children's Home Society throughout the year, what are some things that I could do to support the organization?
So we have wonderful volunteer opportunities throughout the year. You can volunteer with our community partnership schools through any of our programs. If you go to chsfl.org/Pensacola, you can see more about our programs, find contact information for those program leads. You can send me an email, adam.morris@chsfl.org. I'd love to get you connected. We have our wish card drive every holiday season for Christmas gifts for the community. We're currently in the middle of our baby supply drive, actually.
So what is that?
So we're collecting baby supplies for families in need, diapers, mm-hmm. wipes, clothes. Car seats are a big need. We had a family come to us recently who they were in a car accident, lost their car seat. Couldn't get a new one, and they had been driving around with their 18-month-old for 2 weeks without a car seat.
Oh, no.
And so a partner contacted us, our Healthy Families program, mm-hmm. and they said, we need a car seat. We had one ready to go, and that family came to our office. We have licensed car seat technicians on staff who helped them get it installed, make sure it was safe, taught them everything they needed to know.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a licensed car seat technician.
Yes,
wow.
ma'am.
There has to be.
Well, no, it makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
It's been a while since. So, wow, that's amazing. So it is amazing to me that all the different things that you do, and you mentioned to me during the break, I love the stories of the people that are impacted. So talk a little bit about the story you told me.
So that story is about Miss Janisha. So Janisha was actually a Healthy Families Escambia participant. Healthy Families is a home visiting program to help prevent abuse and neglect, but also just teach you how to run a very healthy family. What does it look like for safe sleep practices, baby proofing, things of that nature. And so she graduated from that program a few years ago and now is actually on staff at CA Weiss Elementary, our community partnership school, doing family and community engagement, helping families who are in a situation similar to hers.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get involved in school? We all know that a student succeeds more in school if mom and dad are involved or any type of guardian. And so that's her role, is getting those people engaged in the school, getting the community engaged. And she's doing a wonderful job there.
She's done a fantastic job. She's wonderful.
Well, and there's nothing better than when you have your own experience. Because
absolutely.
A lot of times the comeback is, well, you don't know. You've never been in my shoes.
Relatability.
And say they can say, yes, I have been.
Absolutely. Here's,
and that's so amazing. So
absolutely.
That's a great story. I love that. Okay, so now, Jennifer, you're on the board. So tell me a little bit about your experience with the organization. You've been on a few years.
Yes, I joined 5 years ago, right before COVID.
Oh,
so,
good timing.
Oh, yeah. So during COVID, everything was virtual. So I didn't quite, I think it was probably about a year or two before we had a Soundside again.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away at the generosity of our community and everybody coming together and for long periods of time, too. This just really speaks to so many people's hearts around our area. Abby Offered All actually mm-hmm. Asked me if I'd like to join. She and I got real close when serving on another board, and she and I are both adopted, and her girls were adopted. And this year, her and her husband, Nils, are honorary chairs in honor of their daughter, Ashley, and the Ashley Offered All counseling program that we have. It started kind of with a relatability with she and I,
mm-hmm.
and kind of curious. I'm like, wow, what all do y'all do? So my why has become multiple whys.
Yes, of course.
And I have just enjoyed seeing, just in the 5 years I've been on the board, the growth and the commitment. And how far it reaches, it's quite impressive, and it touches my heart. I've really enjoyed it. I'm very blessed.
Well, that's what's special about this, because you do select someone every year to honor, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So I know of some previous recipients and people that have been honored too. So it's just a special event for so many reasons, the event itself, and then the monies that you gain from that event and where that goes right back into the community.
Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
It's pretty awesome. Okay, so again, the dates and the times and how to get tickets.
May 4th. 4:30 p.m. to 8 at Portofino Island Resort on the pool deck. And if you want to get tickets, you can visit
chsfl.org/soundslide.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break again, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about Children's Home Society. If you've got a question, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. They are our experts this morning on Children's Home Society. So do text in a question at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we have our friends from the Children's Home Society here today. So we got a big event coming up, just a few minutes left. So let's go over a couple things, make sure we got all that info out there for everybody.
Yes, so May 4th, Portofino Island Resort, 4:30 p.m. Be there or be square.
Be there or be square.
Absolutely. And we do, you can buy tickets on the website. Also, emphasize the chance drawing. You do not have to be there to win the Club Tempo.
Yeah, golf
custom
cart.
Custom golfer from Cool Carts. Mm-hmm. And then the Breitling watch from Beret Jewelers, $9,500. There's two winners. You do not have to be present.
Okay, so you don't have to be present to win, and you can buy those tickets online?
Yes.
And also on your Facebook?
Yes, on Facebook or online. They're $100 a ticket. You can't beat that.
Yeah. Now, is the Facebook under Children's Home Society or Soundside Splendor?
Children's Home Society. Okay. Pensacola, yes. Florida. Make sure you have the Pensacola page there.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay, so make sure that you do that. Okay. Yes. So how else can folks support Children's Home Society as we go forward?
If you want to visit our website to learn more, chsfl.org/Pensacola. You'll learn all about our programs. Meet some of our team, our other board members, and then contact, if you want to send me an email, adam.morris@chsfl.org. I'd love to get you connected with whatever. And before we go, just a final, we want to do a quick shout out for Soundside, our presenting sponsor, the Sandy Sansing family, who him and his family have been very generous to CHS for many years.
That is such a wonderful family.
We love them.
They're amazing. They are so, so kind, all of them.
Mm-hmm. And then Rob Babcock and his whole team at Premier Island, who donates all of Portofino to us, the tables, the chairs, the staff. And then Jessica Jensen at Premier. She's amazing. We would not have Soundside without Jessica Jensen.
And Rob this and season, Jess, thank y'all so much.
Yes, they're the best.
They really are.
And this season, Jessica got married too, like in the middle of it all. She's like, I'm going to get married.
I saw that on Facebook.
She was a beautiful bride. And we're just so grateful for the support of our community. Soundside is not Soundside without the Pensacola community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And Portofino Island Resort and Premier Island Management Group, they do amazing things throughout the year, but this is one of their premier events, to speak.
And it's a well-oiled machine. They are fantastic.
Yeah, super duper.
Very blessed.
Well, I'm very excited about this event. Again, it's going to be the Soundside Splendor. We've got about 2 minutes left. Anything else you'd like to mention this morning about Children's Home Society that we haven't talked about?
I think we have the luncheon in September 18th.
Yes, September 18th.
We have a community luncheon. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I joined the board during COVID. So when my first luncheon, it really opened my eyes to all the different programs and who it's helping and how our money is helping, from the womb to career. Mm-hmm. I mean, just it's impressive. So if you really want to learn and kind of dig deep into the details of what these programs do within CHS, I highly advise get a ticket, come to the community luncheon. It's at First Baptist Church, September 18th. You'll leave with your heart a little fuller. It's impressive. I've enjoyed it.
Absolutely. That'll be at 11:30 on September 18th. Absolutely. Registration opens May 5th. Got to get through Soundside on May 4th and May 5th. Okay. You can start registering for that luncheon.
Okay, so do that. Yes. Is it a limited number of tickets for Soundside?
So we have a very limited number of tickets left.
Okay, because I was going to say,
if you're going to go, you need to buy a ticket soon. Yes. But if you can't get a ticket to the event, Chance Strong is the way to go. I mean, who couldn't use a brand new golf cart or a Breitling watch?
I don't know. I can see myself golf carting over here.
And you can choose your colors of the seats, the car itself, everything.
Yeah. That's great. So those tickets are $100 online.
Ma'am.
You don't necessarily have to attend the event
to
win that. Okay, that sounds good to me.
Can't go wrong there.
No. All right. So one last question for you, Adam. What's your favorite part about what you do?
my favorite part is helping break those generational cycles of poverty and child maltreatment. We're here to make Pensacola a better place. And if we do our job well, then we'll be able to close the doors on CHS one day because every family is happy, healthy, and whole in our community.
Oh, wouldn't that be a dream come true? All right,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's a pleasure. Yeah, I can't miss this one. So I'm looking forward to it. Again, website, where to get the tickets, one more time.
CHSFL.org/SoundSide or /Pensacola to learn more, and Children's Home Society Pensacola, Florida on Facebook.
Thank you.
Jennifer, Adam, thank you both so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.